Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. In the Soviet province of Georgia, where native son Joseph Stalin is still revered by many, rising demands for national and ethnic autonomy have produced a bloody confrontation. From Moscow, Jonathan Sanders has the story.
Tanks and troops are patrolling the streets of Tbilisi this morning. Soviet soldiers are reportedly in control of the capital of Soviet Georgia, but a general strike has disrupted many normal activities. The death toll from Sunday's bloody clash between the authorities and protesters has now risen to 18. Eyewitnesses tell CBS News that the violence occurred when special anti-riot troops flown in from Central Russia waded into a crowd. The authorities blame extremists for inciting the crowds with anti-Soviet speeches. To maintain order, the government has imposed a curfew and banned meetings. But the protesters have called for a midday gathering today in the center of the city, and tensions continue to mount in Soviet Georgia. Jonathan Sanders, CBS News, Moscow.
And Foreign Minister Shevardnadze, once the party boss in Soviet Georgia, has canceled a trip to West Germany. Norway says it's detected no radiation from the prototype Soviet nuclear sub that caught fire and sank on Friday, killing 42 of the 69 men aboard. The TASS news agency says there's no danger from the reactors or nuclear-tipped torpedoes aboard. In Warsaw today, police broke up a news conference by the leader of an illegal political party. Western and Polish reporters who had come to hear Leszek Mokulski's views on historic parliamentary elections set for June were ordered out of his apartment. The Bush administration plans to offer a carrot to Poland today and a big stick to drug lords in the nation's capital. Jacqueline Adams has details.
Now that the Polish government has formally recognized the Solidarity Labor Union and agreed to hold elections, the Bush administration today is expected to offer a rather large carrot, lifting some trade barriers and encouraging the World Bank and International Monetary Fund to begin granting loans. Experts say President Bush can both help the Polish people and reward their government by giving the economy a boost. The stick will be in Drug Czar William Bennett's hands. Today, he'll announce plans for curbing the drug trade in public housing projects and relieving the city's prison overcrowding problem by providing more short-term prison space as well as building a new prison all on federal land. In addition, Bennett is expected to recommend using National Guard troops to free up D.C. police from their desk jobs and assigning FBI forensics experts to help with the city's massive caseload of unsolved murders. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, the White House.
The leading edge of the 3,000-square-mile Alaska oil spill has begun to break up as oil breaks into tar balls and then sinks. The slick is still 60 miles from Kodiak Island, the nation's richest fishing port, but gale-force winds are forecast that could push the oil closer. Fishermen there have begun stringing logs as makeshift booms. At Port San Juan, 100 million tiny salmon are threatened at a hatchery. We get more from James Hattori in Valdez.
As oil from the tanker Exxon Valdez continues to threaten more shoreline and wildlife along Alaska's south central coast, the military is stepping in with lots of equipment for cleaning up the spill and housing crews, and lots of diplomacy in dealing with the locals. Coast Guard Vice Admiral Clyde Robbins.
The first thing we're going to look at is making maximum use of the people that live around here that are unemployed that need the work.
Another Pentagon survey team is scheduled to arrive later today. Meanwhile, officials say Exxon will hire 500 more workers this week to begin scrubbing the hundreds of miles of beaches fouled by the spill. State spill coordinator Bill Lamoureux.
They've committed themselves to cleaning up the beaches. We expect them to clean up those beaches.
Alyeska, which runs the pipeline terminal in Valdez, faces a preliminary deadline today for complying with stricter oil spill contingency plans. Alaska's governor has threatened to shut down the terminal if Alyeska doesn't comply. And environmentalists fear the spill's deathly toll will worsen this week as the world's largest bird migration begins in this now oily habitat. James Hattori, CBS News, Valdez, Alaska.
A Turkish cargo vessel sank today in the Adriatic after colliding with another Turkish ship. Italian authorities report 14 people missing. There's yet one more health threat to worry about. Deborah Potter has details.
A government report due out today says that water coolers are a significant source of lead in drinking water. And Eric Draper of the Clean Water Fund says they could pose a health hazard, especially for young children.
This is a very serious problem. Lead harms children more than it harms adults, and it accumulates in the system and can cause brain damage. We're talking about the possibility of losing IQ points here.
More than a million coolers were made using lead solder, and some actually have tanks that are lined with lead. Government officials are now urging schools to test the water from any suspect coolers. Congress has ordered the recall or repair of the worst coolers, the ones with lead-lined tanks, and the sale and manufacture of coolers containing lead is now banned. Deborah Potter, CBS News on Capitol Hill.
Abortion rights activists will spread their message across Capitol Hill today. Yesterday, as correspondent Rob Armstrong tells us, they turned out close to 500,000 strong for a pro-choice march.
They came from all across the country. They came because they said it was important. Kathy Carpenter, a divinity student at Boston University, came for her children, she said.
And I told my children that it's really not an issue about abortion. It's an issue about women's rights.
And the celebrities came, among them Whoopi Goldberg.
If you overturn this decision, a cry of murder is going to come up in this nation and tumble the Capitol.
Anti-abortion activists came too. Dolores Greer spoke to reporters at a news conference.
Many other entertainers and righteousness are pro-life. But we don't have to call on them because we know God's on our side.
Later this month, the Supreme Court will consider a Missouri case that could reverse Roe versus Wade, the case that made abortion legal. And demonstration organizers say their pro-choice message is aimed specifically at the 9 justices of the High Court. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Time on the World News Roundup coming up on 8 minutes past the hour. The age-old dream of cheap, abundant energy from nuclear fusion appears yet another step closer. Researchers at Texas A&M University plan to announce this morning that they have duplicated a controversial experiment in which fusion is achieved at room temperature. They've been among scientists around the world trying to confirm last month's claim by University of Utah chemist that they had created fusion in the laboratory, a claim that was met with widespread skepticism. Japan's NEC Corporation today unveiled a new series of supercomputers, which it called the fastest in the world. Industry analysts say the new machine could give Japan an edge in the race to build computers that can work so fast they can simulate various natural phenomena. 76-year-old William Behrens is recovering after he was lost for 4 days in the broiling heat of the Arizona desert. As his 31-year-old son Joel was being flown by helicopter to see his father, pilot Gary Mercer says he began acting so strangely he had to land in the desert.
As soon as we touched the ground, boom, he's gone and out and running. And then talking to himself, yelling.
And the man kept on going, so now it's the son who's wandering the wilderness. Former New York Congressman Mario Biaggi has a new address. He surrendered this morning at a federal prison in Fort Worth, Texas, to start serving his 2.5-year bribery sentence. The dollar is stable. London gold is $381.60 an ounce. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 5 1/3 points. It's 7:10.